You're listening to SBS News.
The launch of NASA's anticipated lunar mission has been scrubbed as NASA's launch team engineers report an engine bleed at the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. The delay was called just 2 minutes after the targeted launch time, as engineers detected a cooling problem when filling the Artemis 1 rocket's core fuel tanks in preparation for liftoff. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the delayed launch was necessary.
We don't launch until it's right. And in fact, they've got a problem with the gases going on the engine bleed on one engine. You can't go. There are certain guidelines. And I think it's just illustrative that this is a very complicated machine, a very complicated system, and all those things have to work.
The next generation rocket ship is the first in 50 years with the capacity to carry astronauts aboard, after the Apollo program successfully landed the first human on the moon in 1969. Mike Serafin, the mission manager for Artemis 1, says the new technology used to build the rocket is complex and that postponing the launch was an unavoidable safety precaution.
We did encounter an issue chilling down engine number 3. We need the engine to be at the cryogenically cool temperature such that when it starts, it's not shocked with all the cold fuel that flows through it. So we needed a little extra time to assess that.
The anticipated rocket launch was expected to draw a crowd of thousands, with excited spectators flocking to Spaceview Park in Cape Canaveral early Monday morning, opposite the launch pad. Jamie Pachodze, a Philadelphia resident, was disappointed to have missed the launch.
We got up at 2 in the morning. We were out here by 3:45 waiting with the kids. And so now that it's not happening, it's just, you know, it just kind of sucks.
Ed Mayle, a visitor from Britain, says the prospect of putting astronauts on the moon for the first time in 50 years is thrilling.
It's just weird that we've never, since the Apollo days, we haven't been there since, and it just seems like such a great shame. It's just so exciting. The thought of being able to go to space myself, potentially with all the commercial programs going on, is just, it makes you want to live. It's just exciting to be around, and yeah, it would have been great to see the start of a bit of history going again, but oh well.
The US Vice President, Kamala Harris, also travelled to Florida for the scheduled rocket launch before it was called off. She says the decision to delay the mission due to engine concerns is to be expected given the magnitude of the campaign.
Today is very much on that path, about showing the great work that happens here with these exceptional public servants, these exceptional skilled professionals who have the ability to see what is possible and what has never been done before. How exciting is that?
The mission aims to complete a 6-week uncrewed test flight of Orion around the moon and back to Earth. It's intended to be the first in a series of complex missions that will attempt to build a long-term human presence on the moon. James Free, NASA Associate Administrator for Exploration Systems Development, says this is a crucial first test mission designed to gauge NASA's new Space Launch System rocket capabilities without any crew members aboard.
And this first mission is our first test of our deep space transportation systems before we put crew on them. It is foundational in that sense that we need to learn about the vehicles before we put crew on them for Artemis 2. It also sets us up long-term at the moon and on our Artemis campaign going to Mars.
NASA have not confirmed a new launch date, but have said the next available opportunity is the 2nd of September. That story by Rebecca Kazmierczyk for SBS News.